This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer Magazine. Today, we're talking to Ryan Stark of Blackstone Laboratories in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Ryan.
You're welcome.
Blackstone is, of course, one of the leading labs in the country for trend analysis of aircraft engine oil, so I know you guys know plenty about oil. The topic for today is oil change intervals. The usual recommendation is 25 hours if you have an engine with only an oil screen and 50 if you have a paper filter. Ryan, is that still good advice at a time when most owners are flying a lot fewer hours than they used to?
It kind of depends. That's just a general rule of thumb that the engine manufacturers have devised to kind of hold true for every owner in all circumstances. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. It really depends a lot, we think, on what the oil looks like.
And generally, does the oil that comes out of a screen engine look any different than what comes out of a paper filter engine? Does it have more large particles in it?
Well, we can't really see large particles. In fact, if they're particles that you can see with the naked eye, they'd be too big for our machines to read, which is one of the reasons we still advocate looking at the oil filter for metal and the oil screen for metal. But on a general basis, the metals that are coming out of a screen don't necessarily look any worse than what we see coming out of a filter.
If you look at your analysis business as a whole, are you seeing any large-scale effects of engines due to inactivity?
Well, I think a lot of times people know that they're not flying enough, and then they generally tend to change oil on a more frequent basis than they normally would. And a lot of times, people know they're not getting. We consider an engine inactive if it's being flown less than 5 hours a month. So, and that's what we use as a rule of thumb. I don't think that's a well-known or widely used thing, but when we talk to our customers about inactivity, we consider 5 hours a month inactive or less. So when we do the analysis, if people aren't flying that much, then we'll generally tell them to shorten up. And I think a lot of people listen to that, and they obviously want to protect their investment.
Under 5 hours a month, that probably encompasses a lot of engines these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it does.
One of the things some owners seem to have trouble with is the idea that oil with only 10 flight hours on it really needs to be changed at four-month intervals or maybe even sooner. From the oil lab's point of view, what's going on in that four-month-old oil or maybe oil that's older than 4 months?
You see a lot of times is we'll see water accumulating in the oil. That obviously contributes to corrosion throughout the engine and on the parts, and that corrosion isn't necessarily a problem if the engine's flown enough that the corrosion doesn't cause any serious pitting on the cylinder walls or the camshaft and followers and things like that. But if the engine's just sitting for months and months and you don't have any way of protecting it, say with some type of dehydrator setup or desiccant plugs, then that corrosion is just going to continue to build up on itself.
What effect, how do you see the corrosion effect in an engine? Is that just a spike in the iron?
Yeah, basically we'll see higher wear for no good reason. Typically engines will make a certain amount of wear if they're flown on a regular basis, and that really shouldn't change unless they run more hours on the oil or less hours on the oil. But if we see an engine that averages about 30 hours or 40 hours on the oil and they're running 25, and for some reason their metals are twice average, and we oftentimes use that to explain, we assume corrosion's a factor in that, especially if we don't have history and we know the operating circumstances of that engine.
And we should explain here that when you talk about averages, you maintain a very large database of wear trends on all of these engines.
Yep. All the samples that we see from all the different types of engines, and we try to get as specific as possible. Like, we try to get the exact dash number, say for Continental TSIO 520, Whiskey Bravo 3 Foxtrot, the exact dash, we try to average those.
Again, from the lab's point of view, what do you see in an oil that's been run way past its prime? What kind of effect does that have on the engine wear?
Well, we'll typically see a lot of excess metals in the oil and a lot of blow-by in the form of lead in the elemental results, and we'll also see solids in the oil that we call percent insolubles. And those are stuff that the oil filter can normally remove, but if the oil filter becomes used up and to the point where it's no longer efficient, then the insolubles will start to increase over a certain level. All oils have solids in them at some point, and you know, if they've seen 2 or 3 hours of use, they'll have some solids, but we like to see below a certain level.
Let's talk briefly about climate effects. Does an owner living in Arizona and maybe not flying much still have to worry about that four-month-old oil?
No, it's not as much of a concern for somebody in a good environment like that, at least as far as the humidity level goes. Whereas somebody that lives in a real humid climate, especially near either East Coast or West Coast, where you've got a lot of salt air going on, then those environments are typically a lot harder on the internal parts of the engine than the guy living in Arizona or places like that.
Last question. When we spoke briefly earlier, you mentioned that some flight schools run oil as long as 100 hours or more. How do they get away with that?
Well, just the pure fact that they're running these engines a lot. And, you know, that kind of goes against the popular wisdom that maybe, you know, these engines at flight schools, they're probably getting just beat to death with going around and doing touch and goes all the time. But for some reason, and a lot of it depends on the engine too, some engines do better than others on those long runs, but you know, from what we see, if they're flying a lot, and a lot by a lot I'm talking 50 to 100 hours in a month, you know, they can go, a lot of guys just go every changing the oil at every 100 hour inspection, and the engines look fine.
All right, Ryan, well, thanks for the insight into oil. We appreciate you taking the time. Before we go, can you give us the URL for your website?
Sure. It's www.blackstone-labs.com.
Okay. Thanks very much.
All right. You're welcome.
We've been talking to Ryan Stark of Blackstone Labs, a leading oil analytical lab. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.